Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, and it is officially, I'm told, the last day that Carl is on vacation. Bo Morgan, nice enough to fill in. Well, you got to sleep in. That'd be nice today.
Yeah, I slept to 6 o'clock this morning. That was great. I mean, it was phenomenal. It's just so rare.
Yeah, you get the baby, so there is no sleeping.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Tough. No. Be nice. Thanks to Bo for filling in a couple days. And, again, everybody, Mike Johnson and Arch and Abe. And, yeah, and it takes a village to fill in for Carl. We had a lot of fun. But Big Man will be back. Hopefully, you know, the reason Carl and I are so successful is he's the only guy who can put up with me. And that's why we have to rotate lots of guys in. Day-Day has to put up with me on a daily basis. But, you know, you don't really hear him complaining because he's behind the glass. Hey, man, we like to start off every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. Thanks to Big O back there. And catch our pre-show. It's called Behind the Curtain, where we let you see the secret sauce. And you get to see dogs in the background. And sometimes babies as well. Hey, man, a reminder, the morning shift at Publix, Paces Ferry Center. You guys have been having a blast hitting the bricks. And I want to hear you, you know, slicing some meat. You are the meat man. Jumping in the deli, putting on the hairnet, and going to work.
Yeah, they've let me back there, but they've not let me touch anything. So they even made me wear a hair and beard net. It was kind of cool.
Nice.
But they've been phenomenal. I love going to these Publixes.
And we're getting big crowds. Guys are coming with their families before work. Again, it's early, 6 to 9. The Publix at Paces Ferry Center. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game will be there with Allie, Mike, and the aforementioned Bo. It's going to be a blast. Brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. We were joking around. You know, you can kind of just sit back and relax and watch Sunday Ticket or all the games or go to your sports bar without the Falcons because of Thursday. They get this mini bye week. Is Drake London going to play against Arizona? And do you want him to play?
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
We don't want him, but should he play?
Yeah, I want him to play. I love seeing Drake play. I think it would be, you know, maybe you could answer the question about that everybody's asking, would Pitts be getting as many, and he won't get as many targets, but some of the targets and some of the routes that he's getting to run if Drake's in there. I'm not sure. I actually thought he'd be back for Tampa. So I was a little bit surprised that he wasn't. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do come Wednesday with that injury report and where he's at, because it's going to be, what, almost a month now.
Right. And I just know with all the injuries, and we'll get into that, guys, as part of the strong arm story with two of the biggest names in the sport being shut down and now being shut down for the start of next season, potentially. We'll get into that. But I don't want to see Drake, because anytime you're kind of nursing something, it always seems like another body part gets jacked up. And we've seen that happen here. But Drake, the key for me is, can you get both Drake and Pitts? Because now Pitts has jumped up to, like, in again, we have the Pitts haters, the Pitts fans, and I've been both. I said at one point this season, Bob, I said, if I never see Pitts on the field, and he puts together three of the best games of his career, thanks to Kirk Cousins, because he's got a reliable delivery system, and Drake's not there to take away the routes. Here's Kirk on the big win on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's fun to come out on top, like you said, to make the final play. Proud of just the way we fought. It's fun to win as a team when all three phases have to make plays to make it happen, and it wasn't easy, and that makes it all the more worth it at the end. It
was great, man. And now Pitts, as we said, with those three scores, he's like he's got a chance. He's got to average like 67 yards in the next three to get over 1,000 yards receiving. There's also, as some people have said, you can't be swayed by three good games when the body of work is so inconsistent. You brought that up this morning. There was injuries. You know, everyone recovers from injuries at their own pace. He was, unfortunately, the injury that occurred in the 22 season lingered into 23. Mm-hmm. And then last year, there was enough aggravation. Like, it was the stuff that we always complain about. Some days he can be on, like those games in Tampa, the game in Tampa last year, and then what we saw Thursday night. And then there's, like, the drops, like Berlin. If he catches that touchdown pass, pressure is on the Colts. It's a completely different football game.
Yeah, and he's had 14 touchdowns in his career, six of them against Tampa. He had a three-game stretch last year, very similar. And ironically enough, one of those games came against Tampa Bay, and then it kind of tapered off. The problem for me is that if he's going to be here, I can't have him as a tight end anymore. Like, we just cannot continue to try to say we're a run-first team, and you can't get consistent effort blocking or performance blocking from your number one tight end. I'd try to move him to a wide receiver and figure out what else you could do with that position. It's nothing personal against Pitts. It's just that I'm on the same plane with you when you say I can't watch it anymore. I can't hear about the potential and if they just schemed him. Look, either you're really freaking good or you got to be schemed open. One of which I can't pay $15 million a year for if you're on a franchise tag him or pay a huge contract. It's not personal with Pitts, but I want to go back and get a traditional tight end that can catch the football and block, because that's what you need. And then make Charlie Warner more of an H-back type player if you're going to do that, because he's so good at that type of a role.
You got to find a way to get both things working. That's where I get back to Zach. And we discussed earlier, Matt Ryan did a podcast, an interview where he was basically saying, you know, you got a lot of OC stunting young quarterbacks' growth. Well, I need to have some imagination to find a way, because as Arch laid out, great job by Dave on Friday of saying, and Bo just touched on it, Kirk Cousins is throwing to the spots that are generally occupied by Drake London, but now Pitts is getting involved. We said back in August, I know you, maybe you didn't feel as confident about it as Carl and I, but man, Bijan out of the backfield. Hell, you could have Bijan stacked behind, you know, some of your receivers. Then you throw Pitts in the mix. Now our defense is going to defend all that. And It never happened like that. Yeah. It just never seems to happen like that.
Yeah, and it felt like after that first, you know, Penix was really good that first game. He felt comfortable in the system. Remember, he threw for a ton of yards because you couldn't run the football. That first Bucs game you played, Bijan and Algier ran for like 48 yards with over 20-something carries. It was, you had to throw the football, and Penix moved around. Remember the plays he made with his legs? He looked like Superman out there.
Right.
That kind of went away. At some point, we got to the fact that Penix didn't even look comfortable throwing the ball across the middle. There weren't a lot of middle-breaking routes, it felt like. It just felt like it got out of sync, and for whatever reason, you never got back into the real sync. I hear what Matt's saying, and I don't disagree, because who am I to disagree with a future Hall of Fame quarterback? The reality, though, for me is I feel like a lot of that is due to what these guys come out with in college. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that you don't have time. I mean,
no, there's, and the OCs are under the gun. Like,
yeah.
But you got a young first time offensive coordinator. I said to you earlier, I just thought part of the business model was the assumption I'm going to have 2 years with Kirk Cousins minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, now I had to pivot. And then we get into, then there's the things with Penix where, you know, why does the footwork look so bad? I know we've gone round and round about the pistol. You know, there's teams that use the pistol, but do we overuse the pistol with Penix? And now you see Kirk and so many things, good things happening off of play action with him under center, in addition to him in the pistol. Things can be true. But I think the stuff that Kurt Warner talked about and Breeze talked about on the national broadcast, I know Orlovsky diagrammed a lot of that stuff earlier in the year. I think a lot of folks look at that and go, Zach, what are you doing?
But is that a product of saying, hey, you know what? Because of your conversations and meetings behind closed doors, I don't know this. This is my opinion or my theory. That, you know what, you're not comfortable in the center of what you're seeing. So I'm going to put you back here. It's easy for you to see. You don't have to do as much. You can just turn and boom and go. And that's why they took him so much out of center. that could be a real truth when you're dumbing it down to try to win football games because you don't feel like you'll be here if you don't next year.
Now, me, I said this to Coach, and by the way, it'll be so much fun to talk to Coach about a win. You know, that was a great one on Thursday. Coach Rye got real animated on the sideline, if you saw, because you were up in the booth, him screaming, you know, at the cameras. The refs, the penalties were insane. I thought that, you know, as you mentioned, and we talked about earlier, AJ was just, like, it was a bad night for him. Some of the holding penalties, a little ticky-tack, but at by and large, I thought that, you know, a third of the penalties were nonsense for the fact, but it's still, you got way too many flags.
Oh, a ton. And it was funny how a couple of things. It's funny how at the end of the game, Bucks fans were like, we were cheated because of the fumbles that they didn't recover, and somehow that was a conspiracy. Yet they just ignored the fact that there was 19 penalties committed by one team and four for the other. Mike, three times in NFL history, there's been that discrepancy.
Right.
One was 1944. The other two were this year. And you know who reffed the other two games? Carl freaking Cheffers.
Right. And you know what that's Super Bowl 51, right? He was the man in charge?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, it's just with the Jake Matthews false start, which you see that kind of stutter step every time.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Hey, man, the defense is doing a great job. We've talked a lot about where this team may go. Let me throw this at you, Falcon fans. What if Fontenot comes back, Raheem returns, but you replace Zach Robinson and you replace your special teams coach? Is that enough to, if you've been like me and you've been just hopping mad and you want some heads, and again, this isn't firing people just to fire people, but get an OG in there, maybe a guy with a little more experience as a offensive coordinator, because whenever Pettis comes back, you can't throw that out. You've got to, or some people who say Pettis is now damaged because they don't have the faith that you have in Pettis Jr.
Well, I think it's, look, I understand because of the injuries, but remember, it was a different knee. It wasn't the knee that he had surgery on twice, and it wasn't his shoulder. I think you got to be careful because the last thing you want to do is draft a guy eight, give up on him after 12 games, and then see him go turn into Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, right? Because all those guys were great college quarterbacks, and then they were in bad situations. And so, to me, that's something that you really don't want to do. And then what do you do? Who are you going to go draft? Like, we have to be careful just giving up on people so quickly, because that's what bad organizations do. That's what the Clevelands and the New York Jets and the New York Giants and, you know, name the team, the Raiders, all these teams, they give up on players too quickly. They give up on coaches too quickly. And when you constantly have turnover, you never build anything. You can't build what you think you want.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You just turn into bad organizations.
Right. And then the defensive side, you know, I mentioned Fontenot earlier. We touched on it briefly last hour. They were totally locked in on James Pierce Jr., and then Jalen Walker fell to you. Unfortunately for him, it's been a little bit of those, I would say, soft tissue injuries, more on the injuries coming up around the league in the strong arm story. But you got it right. You got two great pieces.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.